Pentagon reports on Quran abuse. The Pentagon has ended its investigation into the Quran abuse scandal. Guantanamo Bay spokesman General Jay Hood described 5 occasions when the Quran was mistreated. On one occasion, the Quran was kicked, and on another, it was accidentally splashed with urine. The report said a guard had gone to the toilet against a prison wall near an air vent. General Hood reported that the wind blew his urine through the vent and onto a prisoner and his Quran. Newsweek magazine reported in May that a Quran was flushed in a toilet by prison guards. The article created fury and anger around the Muslim world. A total of 16 people died in protests. Muslims burned US flags and shouted in the streets for revenge. As recently as June 1st, the Pakistan Senate called for an international inquiry into the incident. Newsweek later said their story was probably untrue and apologized. General Hood said the Quran cases happened in 2003. He explained that prisoners and their Qurans are moved thousands of times every week, so accidents can and do happen. He stated, "Mishandling a Quran at Guantanamo Bay is a rare occurrence." Camp guidelines about touching the Quran are very strict. Only Muslim clergymen, interpreters, or the prisoners can touch the holy book. Guards can no longer touch it.